Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Hey everybody, this is Jorianna Coffee Psychic with your psychic connection right here at Blog Talk Radio. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Tonight's title, Reincarnation and the Veil of Forgetfulness. I have to tell you that, you know, I love sharing the personal experiences that I've gone through so many times with you, just actually on a daily basis sometimes, being a psychic. And it was really interesting because I think it was yesterday, and today I finished watching some YouTube little movies about the children that are having memories bleeding through from past lives. There was a young man who kept doing things with his hands and it never saying it, you know, looked weird. And he was also saying something, plane goes down in water, you know, a little man's caught or trapped or something like that and dies. So he was going through this process, but this stuff was going on for years. This wasn't just for, you know, just a little bit or just a few little nightmares here and there. This was going on for years. And they actually, his memories were so vivid and so clear that he was actually able to, when his parents were starting to pick up that this wasn't normal, which many of these parents are stating, something wasn't right, something wasn't normal with my child, many of them started asking the kids, well, what was your name? And then they'd come up with the name. And then they'd start asking other questions. And this one father just, he just said, no, 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 we're not going to bring any of that, you know, foolish kind of, those foolish ideas into this home of reincarnation. And finally, this little boy kept saying the names, and the ship that he actually was on, I'm not 100% sure, it might have been World War II or something, out in a different country. He had the name of the ship. It was pretty amazing stuff. This was so hard for this little boy to disconnect from his past life. And for me, being a psychic, I could literally say, you know, because you guys know I do exorcisms also. And I could literally say that, gosh, could it be an attachment that attached onto this child at birth? But as I was reviewing several of these cases today on the show, it was like these really look like completely bleed-throughs. Now, from past lives, if you guys have some of the stories that you have experienced as well, please share that with me. I have told you guys often that in my homes, actually, like half of my house was decorated with ancient Egyptian artifacts, just completely. I'm also a hypnotherapist, and I used to do past life regression work a lot in the past, and I have seen myself many, many times in ancient Egypt. So, and then I also have something, so this is just like a cute little note, and then I want to tell you about the Earl of Lindsay. I actually had part of my house is dressed in Parisian, like Paris, and that started bleeding through a lot. What I found to be very interesting was one of my daughter's name at birth, I misspelled. I thought Christine was spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E-N-E. And when she was an adult, there was a woman that approached her at her, she worked as a cashier at that time, and the woman said, oh, Christiane. And she goes, no, my name is Christine. She goes, no, ma'am, your name is Christiane. She goes, that's how they spell it and pronounce it in France. So that was unusual. And then the fact that I decorated my house in you know, Parisian, that's one thing I thought that was interesting. But what was even more interesting was literally a couple of weeks ago, my oldest daughter came up to me and said, you are never going to believe this, Mom. One of my friends goes to France all the time, and she said the way my name is spelled, that's how they spell it in France, in French, and this is how Teresa is how they pronounce it. So it's kind of weird. I had two babies within, actually 11 months apart to the day, you know, two within 1 year. And then my life, what's coming through for me is I have to decorate everything either Parisian style or Egyptian. So that's one of the ways that you can actually see how certain things are kind of like bleeding through for you. But the little boy that apparently was a pilot in World War II, a lot of the decorations that he had in his room were airplanes that were pinned to his ceiling. So airplanes, like World War II airplanes, were all over the place in his room. And what was really interesting is they ended up taking him, and they actually went to this part of the world where they feel that he literally died. They were actually able to find, in that past lifetime when they identified who he was, his sister, who was very old at this time, was still alive, so they met. It was a very cool story to watch what this little boy went through. And then they had to have some sort of releasement ceremony because he was suffering. I mean, his memories were vivid, and he was having nightmares, and he couldn't get over it. And then after they had the ceremony of releasing him from this person that he once was, saying goodbye to this person, that past life, he was then able to reground himself in this lifetime. Many of the stories I was watching, this last couple of days for these kids going through the reincarnation memories was really, really fascinating. You can catch it on YouTube, and one of the titles is called Ghost in My Child. That's one of them. And then they talk about kids with reincarnation experiences, memories. And they always say, too, that the kids normally will remember things either psychically from their past lives, seeing the dead, normally from the time they're very young and they start to get mobile into like six years, 7 years old. So it's pretty normal, especially if they're seeing dead relatives and things like this. Now, one more fascinating thing that I just have to share with you because it's pretty exciting for me is that I personally was told since I've been very young that we've got royalty in our blood. And the royalty that we have in our blood is the Earl of Lindsay. Now, there was one time when I was actually on a trip and I was with my friend and we had a layover. So we just went out to this really beautiful restaurant and we started chatting with a couple that was across the, a couple of tables away. This man literally was an earl, you guys, I swear to God, from England. And we just started chatting and his collection was of Rolls Royces. I thought that would be very fascinating. Told him that I was related to the Earl of Lindsay, but no matter how much research I did, I literally could not find the Earl of Lindsay. And he said, you're looking in the wrong place. You've got to look for the Isle of Lindsay. And I was like, oh, my God, I never would have thought about that. But guess what, you guys? On the show today, what came up but was this one little girl who literally was a lord, and apparently through her past life memories flooding up, she was one of the Earls of Lindsay. They found the information. I literally, as soon as you guys get stuff like this, you want to get down as much information as you can, because if I personally can contact this girl, I would love to make contact with her, because my family is related to the Earl of Lindsay. And if you really stop and think about this, if I make contact with this young lady through the TV show, I would be talking to a reincarnation of one of my ancestors. Cool, think about it. All right, so that's our topic tonight. Now I'm going to tell you also about the Veil of Forgetfulness. The Veil of Forgetfulness is what we get at birth, and it's for these specific reasons only. You can see if you watch these shows how these kids are suffering, what they're going through. And it's really, really been tough on these kids. But that's why we've got the Veil of Forgetfulness that is put over our consciousness so we can get down to living business on this earth plane. Earth is the school. We're here for lessons. We're supposed to be learning things. So if we remember everything, like all these different lifetimes coming through, it's really going to cause a lot of distress in your ego, in your consciousness. So that's why we have it. But if you guys have had any bleed-throughs, please let me know. Like me, I've got, you know, ancient Egypt and Paris all over my house, and that makes me very comfortable. So what do you have? What are your decorations? What are you drawn to? And, of course, it is more than likely very connected to your past lives. Okay, so I'm going to take some calls now, and if you'll please remember, I would like to have your name. You can tell me your name, and where you're living, where you're coming from, where do you live, and then your question. All right, so let's go to our callers now. Hello, caller.
Hey, hi. Thanks for taking my call in California. How are you?
Hey, Donna. I'm good. Welcome to the show. Wasn't that an interesting topic?
Pardon me?
I said, wasn't that an interesting topic?
Yes, it was. Yeah, really.
So do you have an idea about who you might have been in a past life, Donna?
Yes, I think I was a nun in a past life. I was in Ecuador once. I was in my 20s, and I was on this beach, and they had huts with people living in the huts, and I went into a hut, and I felt all this love. It was unbelievable. Then I went into another one, and it was like I'd been there before, and it was amazing.
Beautiful.
And then one time, I'm in this hot tub at this hotel, and I looked at another right next to me, and I saw all these nuns standing there. I mean, not real nuns.
Wow.
They were like from the spirit world. So I think that I was, to tell you the truth. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, it actually feels very right for you, honestly.
I think so, too.
All right.
Too.
Questions do you have tonight?
I want to know, are my finances getting better? I kind of owe money on my credit cards, and I owe my brother a little bit of money, and I'm on a fixed income, but sometimes I enter raffles and I win, or, you know, just different things. I seem to always get the money.
Oh, good for
so
you. Well, if you keep winning raffles, if that's part of your karma and you've, like, manifested that psychically, I'd keep looking at winning, you know, doing the raffles and things like this. I don't know why I'm seeing aliens around you, but I really do feel like there are aliens around you. Have you had any kind of UFO experiences, Donna?
Yeah, but it was when I was younger. Like, I'm 70 now, and I did have one when I was about 25. Yes, I did. Yes.
I wonder if those are some of the aliens that might be protecting you or watching over you.
Oh, that could be, huh? Okay. Yeah.
That really could be. And I'll bet that you've had some sort of abduction around aliens probably when you were younger. I don't know if you look at it as an abduction, but I wanna call it that way, okay?
Yeah, I think so too.
Mm-hmm. That kind of feels like it to me. Okay.
Hmm. Yeah.
So I think, I don't know how that feels to you, but it really feels right for me because I'm seeing an alien face. When I'm looking straight ahead, I see an alien face when I'm speaking with you. So I'd be pretty darn sure that you've had some alien stuff as well. I like the idea that you're manifesting winnings through contests. That just feels pretty exciting to me because you are creating that in your reality, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I do want to say it feels like your brother will wait for his money, even if you give him a little at a time, and then
yeah.
You already know how to start paying down your credit card, so that might be the thing to do. And I do feel like you will have some extra money or more money coming your way. Now, I'm not sure through what vessel, what means, but it does feel like, yes, you will be having more money coming in. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and I want to tell you to watch your arm. I don't know if it's your arm or your elbow. I'm not sure what's wrong with that part of your body. Knock on wood, God forbid, but either has been or could be. Please keep an eye on that part of the body, okay?
I will do so, yes. Thank you, Jordan.
All right. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
Right.
Have a wonderful
day.
We'll
talk to you again.
Bye.
You
okay,
too.
Thanks.
All right, God bless you. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Wow, how great. So Donna knows that she was a nun in a past life. I know that I've been a nun in a past life. I just didn't say that to Donna right now, but I'm 100% sure that I've been a nun in a past life through a couple of regressions. I've seen that. And as a bleed-through for me, it was such an automatic thing that I wanted to be a nun again in this lifetime, but that's not where God took me this lifetime. So let's see who we have next online. Hello,
hi,
caller.
There.
Who is this, and where are you calling from? Hi, what's your name?
My name is Marie, and I'm in New York.
Welcome to the show, Marie.
Hi, thank you.
And
thank
what's on your mind? So what do you think? So do you think you were a nun?
Okay.
Do you think you were a pilot? What do you think you
I
were?
Know you're going to – I've going to laugh. I've always kind of been attracted to, like, castles and – things from that era. I think I was
now
a
wait.
Princess.
Now what things?
Like
oh,
castles.
Oh, princess! Oh,
and
castles! Yes.
I just I
beautiful.
Don't know. I mean, I've been in a castle, and it, and I wasn't a snobby princess though. I liked everybody. No.
Okay.
But just something about it. I don't know. I just you know when I don't know how to explain it, but that's just. I've been asked that before,
it's a feeling,
actually.
Honey. Say it again.
Definitely.
It's a feeling, what? Isn't it?
Oh, it's a,
feeling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you just know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just know.
And
yeah.
When I see anything, like if I'm watching TV and there's a castle, just, I don't know, something, I feel very drawn to that in that whole era
yes.
of stuff. So.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. I know. I know. I like the idea of, I like to surround myself with a lot of opulence, a lot of beautiful things. It's just like it has to be beautiful. I'm used to, you know, having like gold statues and crystals dripping off of them,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
beautiful.
Right? So
absolutely.
That fits for you, doesn't it? That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think so. Not that I can afford to have all of that in my house and decorate with that, but.
Totally. Hey, I'm going to tell you, there's some good sales out there, so just keep that in mind.
Yeah, I will keep it in mind.
And I'm gonna share one more quick story with you too. It was so fun that when I first went under hypnosis, when I was doing hypnosis classes, and I went under hypnosis, it's really interesting when you go back in time into your past lives, where you know it's you, you feel it. That's why, like, even
right.
when you're conscious in this lifetime, you can feel something and you know it. But I thought I was going to be a princess also, or, you know, queen or whatever. And
yeah.
it's like, no, I was a little kid that was cleaning out the horse poop in a horse barn. So what happened was I ended up being a conveyor of secrets. So even though I was cleaning out the horse dung and horse barns, I was also somebody that they'd pass secrets along to me and I'd pass them along. And I got caught doing that and I was brought and they had my hands and my feet cut off.
Oh my gosh.
I was dragged before the king. Yep. And when you go into those past lives and you literally get those pictures coming up and you're going like, oh no. And you can really, you feel everything. So if you guys like to do the past life regression work, oh my God, it is so fascinating. You will feel it. But then you also get healings.
Mm-hmm.
Like anything that you might be hanging on to, you'll be able to like let it go through a good hypnotic session also.
Oh, that's interesting. I've tried to be hypnotized two different times. And I'm very open to it.
Okay.
I really wanted it to work, and it just did not work.
Okay.
For me. And I don't know why.
Okay.
I was
well,
so sad.
Oh, well, can I make a suggestion? Don't expect Hollywood,
yeah.
number one. And let, sometimes people are so resistant because sometimes they're afraid or stuff like this. And if you found somebody that you could really trust, I would say try it again. Try it again to go in for a nice hypnotic session, or you can actually start practicing with some of the hypnosis recordings on YouTube and see if you can't find one. Wow, then you really are, you might be locking yourself up.
I mean, I went to someone who was, you know, ranked pretty high, and I don't care how somebody's ranked, but I like to get reviews, you know, just to get an idea. And I was comfortable in the setting, and I'm not afraid anybody's going to, like, try to harm me when I'm, you know, under or hypnotized. And, well, yeah, you never know, but, you know, sadly these days there are crazy people out there, sad to say.
Yeah.
But
weirdos, yeah.
I couldn't even, I know you're not really asleep, but for lack of better words, I wasn't even in that state, and I couldn't get there. I couldn't even get there,
wow.
And I'm like, this is the second time. Why?
It might be practicing, honey. No, it might be allowing yourself to practice and trust yourself to go into an altered state, because that's how I get a lot of my information. After
mm-hmm.
training to be a hypnotherapist, I learned how to alter my consciousness. So the more relaxed and the more deeper you can go into an altered state, then you get out of the ego state and you start allowing information to flow through you. But let's do this. Did you have I know, right? Kind of cool. Did you have a question you'd like me to look at for you today?
Yes. I'd like to know what you see about someone I mean, an interest, someone that I know.
Care about.
Like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if you need the name.
Okay, can you give me the first name?
Jeff. Jeffrey.
Jeff? Okay, Jeffrey.
Jeff.
Okay. So can I say this person feels like they care about you also, but they're a little on the shyer or quieter side, or not actually showing up fully, but they're not showing you that they care about you. They're more hesitant or reserved somehow. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not.
Someone from my past. I get this person
caring about you.
Okay. We've been pretty hostile for a while.
You've been off for a while?
That's okay.
I still get pretty hostile. Okay, I still see them caring about you, though. So, again, if that's something where you can't, if you're interested, I would step up to the batter's plate and, you know, try to see if there's any kind of communication you could have.
I've tried.
See if you guys could resolve your differences.
Yeah,
and then I guess the best thing to do then, I always say if it's meant to be, like, you know, God, I like this person in my life. If it's meant to be, bring them back to me. If it's not, then bring me my soulmate. That's what I would do, Marie. All right, so good luck. Let us know what happens. All right, let's see who we have next online. Hello,
Hi.
Caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
I'm in Tina, Colorado, and I know that in one of my my past lives, I'm not sure where it was, but I know I got caught, and I got like you. I know I was hurt. I was cut through my fingers and my bones.
Wow! Yes. Yeah, you can remember that stuff. Now, do you remember what lifetime? Do you know what you were doing? Had you been a robber? Did you go to the guillotine? I mean, do you know what precipitated that experience?
All that I know is that it was a village. It looked more like Julius Caesar time. And
got it.
Soldiers were coming in and they were taking people. That's all I remember. But I had visions that I was. They ended up cutting people, and they, especially the woman, they were cut, and the men were taken.
Wow. So, you know, sometimes, just like they were talking about the show with these kids, sometimes you want to go there and reconcile with your past and forgive your past, because sometimes we take past life experiences that we weren't complete on, and we bring this into this lifetime, but we normally don't have the conscious recollections of the incidences, but sometimes we do. So you want to really work on healing the past life experience or healing the lesson so you can let that go, because we will repeat lessons until we learn them, and we will bring them back lifetime after lifetime until we get it. Okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, so
thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have a quick question, Tina?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I was having memories. Yes, I have a question. Where I'm at right now, there's this people, it's like a restaurant personnel, and I know that the PD has talked to them, but they're spying, checking on businesses, and they're like, I don't know what's going to happen, because I know they fought before with another business. Do you see them getting fined, ticket, or asked to be moved or something? The people already start voicing their concerns to the PD.
Well, let me ask you this. Has there been any food poisoning there? Has there been anything that when I'm sitting with you and I'm talking to you, my stomach is starting to hurt as though there could have been some bad food or something like that. Does any of that make sense to you right now?
Maybe there was, but that I'm not aware of, because I don't go in there at all. I just know that they're creating conflict with their businesses. Like, they want to know they're talking about them. It's very dumb.
Okay. Well, again, it kind of shows a different level of mentality, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And
yeah,
then
ma'am,
you wouldn't want to associate with them.
What do you see happening? I'm sorry, what do you see happening? The police area went to talk to them because they were fighting with this the lady who did sewing. They were blocking her business office, coming into her office, asking her questions, and they were doing a lot of things. She's not there no more. What do you see happening to them?
That's what it feels like. It feels like sometimes some people might come in a little strongly and stronger and try to push people out. So I would just, for your own sake, just kind of stay away from that situation, and I would keep really working with the police if they continue to be aggressive and stuff. That's what I would do. And just protect yourself, because sometimes people come in, you know, you hear that word bully, and sometimes people are bullies and they want their way. But I would just protect yourself, honey. That's what I would say, Tina. I thank you. All right. Good luck now. All right. So let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Patricia, and I'm calling from Alabama, and so it's always been a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're so welcome. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you. I'm not sure who I was in a past life. I just know in this life I dearly, I love taking care of people. So it is just a passion. I love it. Yes. And I've been doing that in the medical profession for over 15 years. And, yeah, so I'm just not sure.
Can I tell you what I'm getting?
That. Yes, please.
Let me tell you what I'm getting. Two things. I'm getting you being a fisherman. Like when I hear you being in Louisiana, I get you being a man that grew older and liked the fish but lived on the water and enjoyed the peacefulness of the water. I don't know if you love water right now or not, but then I also had such a sense when you said medical of you may have been like a nurse in World War One or World War Two. Or at least in some sort of warring time period where you were just going to go like, no, you know, this is what I'm going to do. That's really what I felt when I tapped into your energy.
Wow. I definitely love peace, so I must have that in my space. And water.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Definitely, I've been cruising a couple of times, so definitely love just the waves and the flow of the water. It is peaceful, but it can be just as violent. So, yes, beautiful. Thank you. My question is, it's centered around a gentleman. The initial is W, and so I just. I've been knowing him for over 10 years in another aspect, business, social.
Yeah.
But here lately, we have come together in quite a more intimate way of sharing each other's space.
Company.
And company. Mm-hmm. And I'd just like to know if he's genuine. His agenda.
He feels like a good man, and he feels like how can I say this? So I know W, and he's also very laid back. Again, good man, laid back. And I think for him, everything has to take time. It cannot be rushed, if I can tell you that, Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what I want to say about this man right now. And I think maybe just kind of keeping, how can I say it? I think you have to go through the normal channels of dating.
Okay. Okay.
That's what I want to say.
Okay.
Yeah, because if he if he wants to jump in, he'll jump in. If he, if things go too fast, it's like, okay, wait, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
But I really, I like this man. He's smart. He's brilliant. He's professional. He's a good man. He's a dedicated human being. He's a good pillar of the community. And I know I'm right about this man. Does that make sense to you?
It does. Yes, absolutely.
He is a good, good man. It's good to have a friend like that. And then you guys can see where it's going to go. You're welcome.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And it's my pleasure. I'll keep you informed. I'll definitely call you back and give you an update. I love you so much.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Oh, thanks, Patricia. God bless you. You know, I should always tell you guys my phone number, too, in case anyone wants to have a full, more in-depth reading. If you'd like to have a more in-depth reading in which I go into, I read your coffee, I tap into your energy field, which is the aura around your body. I get images and pictures. I get images in the coffee. I do a little with the tarot cards. The tarot cards are always giving us messages, or they're giving us warnings to be careful of something. Of course, my spirit guides tell me that anyway. But so it's past, present, and future information, you guys. It's on you. Sometimes it can be on other people directly right around you. And I've been doing it over 40 years, and I've got about 75 to 85% accuracy level. So radio and TV since 1992. So if you're interested in getting a more in-depth psychic reading, please give me a call at 219-940-9292. Again, it's 219-940-9292. I'll be having my website redone pretty soon, and it is coffeepsychic.com. Okay. All right. Thanks, Patricia. God bless you. Always big hugs. All right. And now let's see who we have next online here. Hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Christiana calling from Minnesota.
Hey, Christiana, how are you? Are you able to hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I couldn't hear you for a minute. So what's on your mind, honey?
Well, for a past life, I had a dream that I was a black woman, and I was a rhythm and blues singer.
Oh, that's wonderful. This lifetime?
Yeah, I love music.
Yeah. That'd make great sense, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I know I had been African-American when I was in a couple of my past lifetimes. Yep. They say we change our races, we change our religions, we change our sexes, because we're supposed to have every experience there is to have for our soul to be completely rounded. So that's really, really nice. I'm glad that you still love the music, and that's apparently one of the things that you're bringing back. Like for me, I brought back like hidden messages or knowledge or wisdom or something from different lifetimes. Like that's one of the things that I do. So what question would you like to ask tonight, Christina?
It's Christiana. But
thank you, Christiana. Thank you.
Yeah, it might be a little unusual, but I had also had a dream that my daughter, who I'm pregnant with, is a fairy. And I'm just wondering if that's true, or if that was just like a metaphor of some sort, or what.
Are you pregnant right now?
Yes, about 5 months.
Congratulations. I think that's amazing. Chloe?
Thank you.
Lily.
That's beautiful. Oh, Lily. Oh, and that even makes more sense for the fairy energy. So what I know about fairies is they're called diva spirits, nature spirits. And they're definitely part of the fairy world. And I actually have a client that from Lincoln, Nebraska, that I've known for years. And when I did a clearing on her, it was amazing that she, tapping into her spiritual energy, she also very, very, very much was fairy energy. I pick up a lot of energy off of people, but she was such like a fairy and a diva spirit, nature spirit. It was really very fascinating. I don't know that she quite understood it right away, but she still carries that essence with her. So I think that's really beautiful that you just kind of know it, and then you'll see what a beautiful relationship you guys will have when she's coming into this world. And I don't think there's anything crazy about thinking that way, not even close.
Okay.
We have a lot of different spirits on this planet, not just humans.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. All right.
Beautiful. And I know some spirits actually come in from different planets and get reincarnated, and you can look at somebody and go like, you are definitely not from this planet, at least not as many lifetimes as people normally have. So trust your intuition, and I can't wait to see if she's a gardener or if she loves to go out in the woods and walk all the time. I mean, that'll be fun to watch her as she grows, Christina.
Yeah, I know she likes music, so I know that much.
You're beautiful. Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, you have a great night. Thank you for your call.
Thanks.
You're welcome. All right. Bye for now. Wow, that is so exciting. That is just so exciting. I don't know if I told you guys this before already. I think I did. But I just had another great grandchild born several weeks ago. And when I had gone down to North Carolina to be with my granddaughter, she had a tough pregnancy. And she ended up, I was praying for her before she went into a C-section. And then I decided to pray over her tummy, you know, with the baby. I was just praying. I wasn't intentionally trying to make communication. I was just praying for a great delivery and everything to work out well. And suddenly I heard the spirit talk to me and say, my name is Dave. And I'm like, okay, thank you. And then I went back to work and I kept doing my Reiki healing and stuff. And then I heard again, my name is Dave. And I was like, I lifted my head up. I looked at my granddaughter because she was getting ready to go in for surgery for a C-section. And I said, Joey, I said, the baby says his name is Dave. And she was like, oh my God, Grandma. She goes, what if Papa Dave is coming back? Now I totally kind of forgot, but it didn't even hit me that her grandfather from the other side of the family who just recently died a couple of years ago, his name is Dave. And he wasn't called David. His name was Dave. And this baby told me his name was Dave, which means, in my opinion, that it's been 4 years since he's been on the other side, at least 4 years since he's been deceased, that if he's choosing to come back in and be born back into the family, that'll be perfect because he really loves my granddaughter. And that would be like the perfect family environment for him to get reborn into. So it's really fun. So when you guys are, when you're pregnant, you know, just like right now when Christiana was talking about her pregnancy and she could feel her baby's energy, trust that, you guys. Just trust that. And many times they'll say that the baby will put their name into your head because that's who they want to be called. So, all right, just little tidbits. All right, let's see who we have next online.
Hi, hello.
Hello, Paula. Who is this? Yvonne, how are you, honey? And where are you calling from?
California.
Thanks. Welcome to the show. I've got to ask you, does anybody smoke around you, Yvonne?
Yes, my father.
Is he dead or alive?
He's still alive.
He's still with us. Very good. I was just suddenly, right when I was hitting your, when I was taking your call, I just suddenly smelled all of the smoke, like cigarette smoke coming in around me.
Oh, wow.
So that would be connected to your dad then. Yeah. So
okay.
What about a past life? What do you think you were? What do you have any ideas or thoughts?
No, I don't actually. I have no idea.
Okay. Can I tell you part of what I think you've done in a past life, one of your past lives?
Yeah, you can tell me.
This is going to sound really silly, but do you actually like doing your laundry or not like doing your laundry? Are you a perfectionist around your laundry, or you're just like, no thanks?
No, I don't like doing it.
That was one of the things that you did in the past life. I could see you laboring over a washboard, so it would have been a long time ago, doing laundry. Not like you would have had the modern tools, but you had to, it was more of a laborious job. You had to do the laundry. I think part of it might have been even down by the river where you had to wash the clothes, a wash tub, like a piece of wood that they had to beat the clothes against. That was one of the things that I saw that you excuse, there was noise in the background here.
Oh, okay. Well, I had a question.
So, yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Do you see me meeting somebody new for love?
Okay, somebody new for love. Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. Now, I would say within this 12-month period, probably sooner, I would say yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And probably sooner. So make sure you have a very good time. And I don't know if there's going to be the name Michael or Mark or an M name. I'm not sure. Even a different kind of M name. But watch for the M name. All right. Let's see who we have next online. And good luck, Yvonne. Let us know. Hi, caller. Who is this? And where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Nathaniel from California. How are you doing?
Nathaniel, hey, how are you?
Good.
Nathaniel, I always have the intention of giving you a call just to let our listeners know that you have some other special gifts yourself as far as this amazing book that you have. And I think one of these times we're gonna have you on at one point.
Yeah. I think, I know you do parties, and I'm thinking, well, that's what I should do. I should do parties, too.
Yes, you should. That'd be so fun.
It would be fun. It would be a blast.
Yes, it would be. So I've got to ask you, what do you think you were in a past life?
Well, I was a famous harpsichord player.
Oh, my God, I could see that.
Yeah. And I hear, you know, I've heard some other lives I've lived in, but do you see anything for me? Probably can't do without a regression.
Were you doing anything around any other music?
Yeah, I probably, you know, had something to do with music. I think I was like a monk, too, in a couple lifetimes.
Mm. Yep. I see you in front of a piano, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I think a lot of my piano in my early years was wiped out. I think it was more because of the electric guitar and bass and everything, and more of a, you know, the guitar, because the electric guitar was going to be out this generation, right? So, you know, back when the harpsichord was, so they wanted to erase a lot of my keyboard things to be able to kind of think about keyboard. But now I think more on the keyboard lines, you know. I mean, that
wow.
I could remember.
Wow.
I could remember. Or, you know, because when I can hear something, I really know what they're doing. You know what I mean? I really don't have the experience,
totally.
You know, on piano. But I could you know, like air piano it. Because I know my fingers, if they're going up or down or how much it is. And so I could actually totally air piano it and have it be right. You know what I mean?
Beautiful. I do.
Yeah.
You know what we're going to do here? I think you and I should connect on the phone, and we can talk about you coming at it sometime. How would that be?
Okay. Do you just want to, you know, is there anything you can see for me now, today, or?
You know what? I don't think so at this point. I think there are some things that are subtly changing around you, if that makes sense to you. You've got
yeah,
some subtle changes.
Kind of fall into
and I think you're re-anchoring yourself, I think is what's going on here.
I'm just kind of staying. I get out and about, but I really like staying home and stuff. I really haven't even called much Blog Talk Radio anymore, but I, you know, thought I'd call
yeah.
around. So I know I gotta, you know.
I'm glad you did.
I'll let you get on to your next caller, though. You probably only have time for one more.
I know. It looks like it's going fast, doesn't it? It always goes by so fast. It always does.
It does.
All right, it's always good talking to you, Nathaniel.
Okay.
And we'll talk soon. Thanks.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Nathaniel has a special book. There's a, oh my goodness, I actually had the book, but Nathaniel has this form of psychic energy, kind of like astrology, and it's so much more. So I think we'll have Nathaniel on because Nathaniel's such a great guy. And we've been talking to Nathaniel for years, so that's really great. Thanks for calling, Nathaniel. All right, let's see. We have next online. Hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
Oh, hi. My name is Patricia.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, Patricia, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
what's on your mind?
I would like to know in regards to I need to create income stream, income sources. Yeah, just get rid of the word stream.
Okay.
And I was really considering starting to learn it on how to create digital products, of course, research and find the audiences that need solutions. Would this be, and, you know, obviously get a website and learn how to do it and obviously to build an email list, but is this the right timing to do that, to build that income source? And, yes, I, you know, would be doing probably a part-time working, you know, as a monitor in a school district here. But obviously, I need
Let me tell you the answer I was hearing with that. So what I was honestly hearing was when you were talking about that different income source, I was getting such a sense of this might not be the right time right now. And yet it's this sense of space, there's a sense of space that you're going to need. And not necessarily that you're going to need it, but that you're going to have, where you're going to want to fill it. And your ideas are brilliant, but it feels like it might take a little longer than what you're expecting. And I wouldn't say don't start learning it. I would say start learning it. For sure, if this is something that you're completely drawn to. If this is what you're saying, I have to do this, then you got to jump in with both feet, but make sure you've got the time to do so. Thank you so much. Let me know what happens, Patricia. We always love the feedback. All right, let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller, who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, my name is Kathleen, and I'm calling from Illinois.
Welcome to the show, Kathleen, and what's on your mind?
Hi. Yeah, you were talking about past. I do have a question, but I was also going to just ask about the past lives. Can I have been possibly an animal in a past life? And I'm very, very drawn to cats, and I feel like I could have been a cat in a past life. Is that possible?
It's kind of going to make me laugh a little bit, if you don't mind. Yes, it's possible, especially the Middle East. It's called transmigration, and this is where in the Middle East culture, they definitely believe that at the time of your death, that there are different animals, not just humans, but you can reincarnate as an animal. I definitely had one client who came to me, and he said, Jorianne, I've got two pictures here I've got to show you. And they were two rabbits. And I looked at him, and the one just looked like a regular bunny. But the other one, that was his dead brother. And I said to him, just by chance, I said, did you have a brother that died? And he goes, yes, I did a long time ago. And I said, I hope I'm not going to weird you out here. I said, but I believe that bunny, this one, I said, this one looks like just a rabbit, just a bunny. I said, but that one looks like your dead brother that wanted to come in and be with you. He said, you couldn't be more accurate. He said, that other bunny would just do bunny things. He goes, this other rabbit, this bunny would sit at my table, and he would expect to sit there. I would feed him there. The other rabbit just ran around the house. He sat on the couch with me. He watched TV with me. He'd get up on my shoulder. And he goes, and Jorianne, he goes, I'm East Indian. He goes, of course I believe in transmigration. So, yes, ma'am, if you felt like you had something to do with the cat world, the feline world, I definitely believe in that. And, again, we have cats that are considered witches familiars, which are their very powerful animal. I've got a cat. I've had a cat attachment as a spirit guide for years that people literally have seen, and I'm really starting to write my books again where I'll be putting a lot of that information. I've had a lot of experiences with cats my entire life. So if you feel that, just trust that, and you might want to do some hypnosis with somebody or do some regression work just to see what you can pull up as far as that life goes. You know what, guys, I've got to tell you, I want to thank you for everyone that called in. I cannot believe this whole hour has come to a close. So thank you for everyone that did call in and for those that I could not get to. If you would like to get a more in-depth psychic reading, or if you'd like to have a psychic house party or a seance, you can reach me at 219-940-9292. Please check me out at coffeepsychic.com. I will literally come to your house and do a psychic party for you. I do house clearings. I do seances. I do it all, actually. So I want to say thank you so much, and love to all. Thank you guys for calling, and have a wonderful week. All right, good night, everybody.